you're still looking for something to do this weekend, how about heading down to Petaluma tomorrow? And it is the Film Fest Petaluma. We have the director of the Petaluma Film Alliance with us this morning. He's also a teacher, a professor of film and media studies at SRJC. Good morning, Michael Trena. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
So this is the 10th annual, so something is going right as far as Film Fest Petaluma goes. What's your aim?
Well, the aim for the Petaluma Film Alliance is to run events that build community through film. We program films all year. Most of the time we're on the Santa Rosa Junior College campus in Petaluma, where we have a Cinematheque that we're open to the public on Wednesday nights. But once a year, we're very happy to be in the downtown at the Mystic Theater, where we run an all-day short film festival. And it's one of the public's only opportunities to really see world-class short films in the county on a big screen. We comb through around 1,000 movies over the course of a year to select the top 30.
Man, that's so no easy task there.
Steep competition, right? Showcasing a lot of films that played Cannes, Sundance, Toronto. We work hard to bring a lot of the directors here. About half of those films will have filmmakers from as far as Ecuador, Ireland, Germany.
That's always fun.
It is fun. So we'll have Q&As after all the shows. We also run the Sonoma County Student Film Festival, and the top three student films that were the audience favorites are added to tomorrow's program.
We'll talk a little bit about those, Michael, if you can, about the student films that were created here at home.
Sure, yeah. All the schools within Sonoma County are invited to participate in the Student Film Festival. That always happens the first Friday of April, and it's just a treat to get students from the high school, sometimes the grade school, Sonoma State University and Santa Rosa Junior College, together to watch each other's work, answer questions about the films and so forth. We had a audience ballot process this year, and the films that were deemed best of show, the three audience favorites, are invited to screen over the course of the day. So before each of the programs tomorrow, we have shows, different film packages at 12, 3, 7:30, and 10:30. We'll start off with a student film on each one.
Oh, nice.
Those directors.
Yeah.
We'll be there as well. Andy Huey, who's from Santa Rosa High School, will be showing a film called Crab Man.
Yeah, I took a look at that. I took a look at a little bit of Crab Man. That looks pretty interesting.
Annika Cafiero is the SRJ student. She's showcasing Billy's Ribbit. And then another Santa Rosa High School student, Grant Anderson Smith, on the Late Show will be playing Davy Jones Can't Fly. We also run a screenwriting competition for students, and the top script is picked and produced in a 48-hour window, which is happening right now.
Wow, that must be absolutely thrilling for everybody involved.
It's super fun. It's super fun. We bring a guest artist in early that's coming for the film festival to be a mentor, and they cast the film late Wednesday night and started shooting yesterday and will finish the shoot today, edit the film this evening, and show the film tomorrow on the 7:30 program.
Wow. Wow. That's like fast film instead of fast food, only with a much different outcome. That's a very exciting process. That's a part of the entire Film Fest Petaluma. And these other films, these shorts, Michael, are from all over the world and really cover a wide gamut of subjects, don't they?
Yeah, a huge range of human experience, a huge variety of visual storytelling. One of the great things about going to a shorts program is instead of investing in maybe one film you don't know about, every program you'll see at least eight films, some comedy, some drama, animation, live action, documentary. So it's a little bit of something for everyone on all the shows. You get to meet some of the makers. And one thing we're doing for our 10th anniversary this year is we're also opening and hosting a virtual reality lounge, which would be free with any ticket. That's going to be in the Petaluma Masonic Center that's right around the corner from the Mystic. and festival goers can participate in 4 immersive virtual reality experiences, kind of showing off where the state-of-the-art technology is right now. So something new for our 10th anniversary.
Very exciting. Very exciting. It is always fascinating to me how storytellers can manage to do, you know, such a terrific job at telling a story within, you know, 20 to 30 minutes in a lot of the cases. It is FilmFest. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, even much less than that. I think our shortest film is about 3 minutes. And our longest, maybe 21. So the range, you know, average range is maybe 10 to 15 minutes per film.
All right. Well, that's good, Michael, because, you know, we are have an increasingly short attention span. So this is perfect for that effort.
True. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here this morning. Much good luck to you tomorrow for Film Fest Petaluma. Tickets at the door?
You can get tickets at the door. You can get tickets online at our website. You can search it, filmfestpetaluma.com or petalumafilmalliance.org.
Very good. And again, much success to you. And thanks for coming on today and talking to us about the festival.
Thanks so much, Pat. Hope to see people out at the movies tomorrow.
That is Michael Traina. He is the director of Petaluma Film Alliance, putting on Film Fest Petaluma tomorrow at the Mystic Theater.